a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good morning. I'll now call the House Taxation Committee to order. I'd like to greet those that are with us here in the committee room this morning, as well as those listening on the internet. As a reminder, please make sure your cell phones are turned, and any other electronic devices are turned to silent, or turn them off, so we don't have any interruptions for this morning's committee meeting. And at this point, I would ask the secretary to call the roll.
Representatives Bartling.
Here.
Beal.
Here.
Duvall.
Here.
Hager.
Here.
Killer. Kirschman.
Here.
Latterell.
Here.
May.
Here.
Nostrup.
Here.
Rasmussen.
Here.
Russell. Wick.
Here.
Willitson.
Here.
Rosen.
Here.
Solem.
Here. We have a quorum of the members elect present. We do have minutes now that we're into our second meeting, and at this time I'd ask for approval.
So moved.
Second. That motion by for approval of the minutes by Representative Duvall, second by Representative Rosen. All in favor of approval of the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The minutes are approved. We have Pages with us this morning, and please come up and introduce yourself. Tell us up to the microphone. Tell us who you are, where you're from, and where you're going.
I'm Jill Swanson. I'm a senior at Chamberlain High School, and I plan on majoring in secondary education at USD next fall.
Good. A teacher. Awesome.
I'm Robert Hager. I'm from Brandon, and I'm going to go to Augustana to do econ or something.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Thank you. Well, today is our first day of actually doing some real work. We have four bills on our agenda. We'll take them in order as they've been printed. These are all what I would call agency bills. On behalf of the Department of Revenue, prior to Christmas, they had asked that I pre-authorize these bills so they could get them on our agenda, and so here they are. So at this point in time, I would like to open House Bill 1016. 1016 is an act to revise certain provisions regarding references for auditing standards used by the Department of Revenue. And with that, I would open up proponent testimony for House Bill 1016.
Good morning, Mr. Chair.
Good morning.
Members of the committee. My name is Rachel Hearn. I work for the Department of Revenue in the Audits Division as the Audit Selection Specialist. And today we have a bill that we would like to make a change to Statute 1059-35. It was originally passed in 1994, and it requires our audits to be in compliance with the generally accepted auditing standards put forth by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants. These are the same standards that a CPA would use in public practice when conducting their audits, and they help to ensure that the audits are accurate and fair. In the Department of Revenue, we are continually training our auditors, keeping up with these standards, and making sure that our audits are the best that we can make them. And we would like to change from the 2014 standards, to the 2015 standards. And that's all I have on that. And I would take questions if there are any.
Very good. Are there any additional proponents for House Bill 1016? Proponent testimony? Proponents. Seeing none, are there any opponents to House Bill 1016? Opponents? Seeing no opponents, we would waive a rebuttal. And at this time, I'd open it up for committee questions. Representative Duvall.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Hearn, could you please
very briefly tell us any significant changes between the 2014 standards and the 2015 standards?
Please.
That's a very good question. This year there was one major change made, and it was to do with establishing a business purpose for related party transactions and looking into any significant and unusual transactions. And it required it requires the auditors to look at any public information about the companies and establish a business purpose for those large transactions. And these are things that our auditors were already doing in the past. And it also changes one requirement that recommended you talk to a previous auditor about the company. Now we are would be required to talk to the previous auditor about any unusual transactions with that company.
Okay. Any other questions? Any other questions of the committee? Seeing none, I will close the public testimony portion on House Bill 1016 and open it up for committee comments or action. Representative Willardson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Willardson moves do pass.
Second.
That motion by Representative Willardson do pass, seconded by Representative Latterell. Any comments, Representative?
I think this is a pretty standard procedure. I think it's pretty basic, and I'd recommend we support this change.
Thank you. Any other comments? Seeing no further comments, the motion is do pass on House Bill 1016. All in favor will say aye. All opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Representatives Bartling.
Aye.
Beal.
Aye.
Duvall.
Aye.
Hager.
Aye.
Killer.
Aye.
Kirschman.
Aye.
Latterell.
Aye.
May.
Aye.
Novstra.
Aye.
Rasmussen. Russell?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Willardson?
Aye.
Rosam?
Aye.
Solem?
Aye.
Unanimous.
Having received a majority of the vote of the members elect, House Bill 1016 passes.
Chair? The chair? Move consent.
Representative Kirschman?
Second.
Move consent. That's second by Representative Rosam. All in favor of the consent motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? House Bill 1016 is now on our consent calendar. Representative Duvall, would you mind taking this to caucus in case there's any questions? Representative Bartling, would you take this to your caucus? Thank you very much. Well, that was an easy one. The next bill up on our calendar is House Bill 1017. House Bill 1017 is an act to repeal certain outdated and unnecessary provisions related to the Department of Revenue. And with that, I will open proponent testimony to House Bill 1017. Good morning, Mr. Weed.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is David Wiest. I'm the Deputy Secretary of the Department of Revenue. One of the things that we've done in state government, including the Department of Revenue, is to review our statutes to see if we have any statutes that are no longer necessary by passage of time, things that have occurred over time. For example, last year we repealed all the inheritance tax statutes because the inheritance tax was repealed by the voters in 2001. This bill today is a red tape review bill where we're doing exactly that. The bill does not, we're getting rid of statutes or provisions that are no longer reflecting current practice, and we're really not changing anything. But nonetheless, I want to go through the provisions with you so we all understand what we're doing here today. The first section of the bill is repealing 10-4-23.1. Well, I went back when that provision was enacted in 1975. It's a savings provision for pre-1975 agreements. I went back to the 1975 session laws, Chapter 93, that adopted it, and to try to figure out what they were doing, I really can't. Passage of time has made this provision effectively useless, as far as we can tell, and thus we would ask the committee to repeal it because we can see no reason for it. As we sit here today. So that's the first section. The second section is repealing 42-7-80. In 1989, this statute deals with the pari-mutuel tax under gaming. In 1989, they did a lot of work in Chapter 367 as the session laws, racing laws revised, and we believe that 42-7-80 should have been repealed in 1989. We don't know quite why it wasn't. It's not useful today. Frankly, being on the books is more of a detriment than a benefit, so we believe it should be repealed as well. Should have been repealed in 89, and we're here to fix it today. So that's the second section in the bill that we're talking about here today. The third section concerns the Ready Fund funding creation statute. If we go back in time, when I visited with the committee a couple days ago, we talked about how Governor Mickelson put the special one-penny sales tax on to create the Ready Fund. Well, there had to be a statutory mechanism to transfer the money over to the Ready Fund folks. That mechanism was 1-16G-4, which is Section 3 of the bill, which we propose to repeal. It's been on the books. We're not putting any more money in the Ready Fund, so we thought that it was a good idea to get it off the books so we don't, you know, clean up our statutes idea. So that's what Section 3 is about. Section 4 of the bill goes back to something we did last session. If you recall, last session in Senate Bill 55, we repealed the contractor's excise tax on newer expanded power production facilities. That was a Chapter 10-46C of our code. That chapter had only been used once about 15 years ago, and if you recall, we passed the South Dakota reinvestment system to take care of all of the economic development refunds and so forth a year or so ago. So that became a necessary 1046C, the contractor's excise tax on newer expanded power production facilities. What we failed to do last year, unfortunately, is in Section 4, you'll see we referenced 10-12A-4. That is the statute that sets forth the list of taxes that we as a state can enter into a tax collection agreement with an Indian tribe. That's the list from the top to the bottom. And that that chapter, 1046C, was one of the taxes on the tax collection agreement list, and frankly, we need to remove it because it has been removed from our code. Again, that provision had only been used once about 15 years ago as far as anybody concerns. We have nothing in the pipeline and so forth, so we want to clean up 10-12A-4 of the code as well. So that's the simple nickel tour of what this bill aims to do, clean up some statutory provisions that we see, and we would please ask for your support of House Bill 1017. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Any additional proponent testimony? Proponent testimony. Seeing no further proponent testimony, are there any opponents to House Bill 1017? Opponents? Seeing no opponents, we can waive the rebuttal period. And at this time, I'd open it up for committee questions. Committee questions. Representative Hager.
Just one brief question. Thank you. Thank you, Chair. Not really necessarily related specifically to the changes, but in 10-12A, the tax collection agreements. Now, if I recall, we have agreements with all but Lower Brule, is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, we have tax collection agreements. Maybe the reverse is better. We do not have any tax collection agreement with the Lower Brule Sioux Tribe. We as a state would most certainly want to have them and have an agreement with them at some point in time, but we do not today. We have our agreement with the Flandreau Sioux Tribe is only limited to cigarettes. Our agreements with the other seven tribes are much broader and cover many of the taxes on the list that's in 10-12A-4.
Are we good? Thank you. Okay. Any other questions? Representative Killer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I guess, staying on that topic, were any tribes consulted as this, for this change before considering that, or the Secretary of Tribal Relations?
Mr. Weiss.
Mr. Chairman, regarding this bill, the answer would be no. Regarding the repealer last year of 10-46C, I don't know if anybody spoke with Secretary LaPlante. I don't know. I can't recall if I did or not. But I know on this bill anyway, since it's cleanup, we did not visit with either Secretary LaPlante or new Secretary Emery.
Cool. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? Further questions? Seeing no further questions, I'll close the public portion on House Bill 1017 and open it up for committee discussion or action.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Willitson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Willitson moves do pass.
Second. That motion by Representative Willitson, seconded by
Rasmussen.
Representative Rasmussen. Any comments, Representative Wilson?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think the government is, or the governor has done a good thing with taking the lead in cleaning up some of our statutes and asking his departments to do that. It seems like every year we have a bill that says, whoops, we didn't mean to do this one. But I think, particularly in this case, with the professional staff that we have at the Department of Revenue, that they've done a good job in vetting this out, and I'd recommend we pass it.
Thank you, Representative. Any other comments on the do pass motion? Seeing no further comments, the motion is do pass on House Bill 1017. All in favor will say aye. All opposed will say nay. And I'd ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Representative Bartley.
Aye.
Beal?
Aye.
Duvall?
Aye.
Hager?
Aye.
Killer?
Aye.
Kirschman?
Aye.
Latterell?
Aye.
May?
Aye.
Norvstrup?
Aye.
Rasmussen?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Willitson?
Aye.
Rosam?
Aye.
Solem?
Aye.
15, yay.
Having received a majority of the vote of the members-elect, House Bill 1017 passes. Representative Duvall.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move consent.
Second.
The motion to move 1017 to our consent calendar by Representative Duvall, seconded by Representative Rosam. All in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? 1017 is now on our consent calendar. Representative Willitson, would you be so kind to take this to our caucus, and if there's any questions, take it to the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd be happy to.
And Representative Kirschman, would you take this to your caucus, please? Thank you very much. Moving right along, the next bill on our agenda is House Bill 1018. 1018 is a Department of Revenue bill. 1018 is an act to revise the sales and use tax exemptions for farm machinery. And with that, I will open up proponent testimony for House Bill 1018.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman.
Good morning.
Members of the committee, my name is Allison Jarris, and I'm with the Department of Revenue. I'm here to talk to you about House Bill 1018. This bill is another type of cleanup bill to create some clarity and consistency in our sales and use tax laws. To follow this, we'll talk about what is currently exempted for farm machinery under the excise tax law for motor vehicles. There are certain types of items under the motor vehicle law that is exempted. They are incidentally used on the road. They are not intended for roadworthy use. Therefore, they do not pay a motor vehicle excise tax on those. Some of those examples will include hay grinders, feed mixers, loading chutes, etc. Because they are exempt from the motor vehicle excise tax, they then fall under the 4% farm machinery excise tax. As a farm producer, using these items exclusively on agricultural land, you will pay a 4% tax. Now, the question comes, if you're a non-ag producer and you happen to use one of these types of items, you should pay the 4% sales or use tax. Well, in the statutes, it is not exclusively clear that as a non-ag producer, you should pay the 4% tax on this. And we want to make that exclusively clear there. In 2012, language that you will see that is being added back was there. It was removed from the sales and use tax laws as a type of cleanup. Well, our people within the department have looked at this and said, we really need to have this back in the statutes the way it was, so there is never any confusion about the need for these types of items to have a sales or use tax on it if a non-agricultural producer were to purchase these items. So again, we're not changing anything we have done. We're not changing any intent from the past. We are simply clarifying so that down the road, there will not be a question about whether a non-agricultural producer buying these types of items should pay a sales tax on it. So we have sections 1 and 2 of the bill, which covers the sales and use taxes, and that's where we're adding back the 2012 language that was removed. Now, section 3 of the bill is another cleanup. Under section 3 of the bill, what we are saying is, if a vehicle is subject to motor vehicle excise tax, it will not also be subject to the sales tax or the use tax, and we want to add in the chapter that covers the farm machinery excise tax. What we're doing here is we're making it, again, clear that if you pay a motor vehicle excise tax on an item, you do not pay another sales, use, or farm machinery tax on that item. So I'm here to ask you to please support Bill 1018. Again, clarification, not changing what we are doing. I'll remain available for questions. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Any additional proponent testimony? Proponent testimony to House Bill 1018. Seeing no further proponents, are there any opponents to House Bill 1018? Opponents? Seeing none, we'll waive the rebuttal, and at this time I'd open it up for committee questions.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Latterall.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a question for Ms. Lorenz. I noticed in the Section 3 of the bill you added in the 3% excise tax. Do you happen to know if that's part of the plan to be increased to 4% in the proposal for highway funding, et cetera?
Mr. Chairman?
Ms. Jarrett.
Just to clarify, that Section 3 is stating that if it's subject to the motor vehicle excise tax, what we are adding in here is that it is not subject to the 4% farm machinery excise tax. And just to clarify also, the farm machinery excise tax that is collected does not go back to any highway funding, et cetera. It is part of the general fund. It is similar to the sales and use tax. Now, in regards to your question about an increase of the motor vehicle excise tax, I'm not aware of any increases coming about, and I don't normally work in the motor vehicle area, so I wouldn't be able to answer that very clearly for you.
Any follow-up? Nope. Any other questions?
David.
Oh, Mr. Wheat, please, if you'd like to address that.
Representative Latterell, I can answer that question. If you look at Senate Bill 1, there is a provision in there to increase the motor vehicle excise tax from 3% to 4%. So you are correct in so far as they are at least contemplating moving the excise tax for like your car, et cetera, from 3% to 4%.
Are we good? Any other questions? Seeing no further questions, I'll close that portion of public testimony on House Bill 1018 and open it up for committee discussion or action. Representative Willits. Oh, I'm sorry, Representative Kirschman.
Are there any ag people on our committee? I don't know if we have any farmers at all.
Representative May.
My question, Chair. Do you have any problem with this?
Representative Banks.
Mr. Chair.
Please.
I can't see anything in this that would affect our farmers and ranchers. It's really for another discussion, but the sales on farm equipment out of $1 billion, I think it was $42 million that is going into, no, actually, I think it was closer to $44 million is actually going from the sale of farm equipment into the general fund. So I think it's worthy to note how much revenue is coming from the sale of farm equipment. So, but no, I can't, I mean, depending on SB 1, we'll see. But I can't see anything wrong with this.
Representative Kirschman, you good? Any other discussion? We are in the action area.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Rosen.
I move that we pass House Bill 1019.
Second.
That motion do pass on House Bill 1018 by Representative Rosen, seconded by Representative Wilton. Did you have any comments, Representative?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Really, I like the cleanup and clarification that we're going through because I think it makes a difference. We know that, excuse me, so often the bills that we put on the books get amended and changed, and then pretty soon they don't make any sense. So this is good to go through and clarify, I think.
Thank you. Any other comments on the do pass motion? Seeing no further comments, the motion is do pass on House Bill 1018. All in favor of that motion will say aye. All opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Representatives Bartling.
Aye.
Beal.
Aye.
Duval.
Aye.
Hager.
Aye.
Killer.
Aye.
Kirschman.
Aye.
Latterell.
Aye.
May.
Aye.
Nostrup.
Aye.
Rasmussen.
Aye.
Russell.
Aye.
Wick.
Aye.
Willitson.
Aye.
Rosum.
Aye.
Solem.
Aye.
15 yay, Mr. Chair.
Having received a majority of the vote of the members-elect, House Bill 1018 passes. Representative Hager.
Move consent.
Second.
That motion for consent by Representative Hager, seconded by Representative Latterall. All in favor of that motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Okay. House Bill 1018 will go to the floor as it stands. Representative Rosen, would you carry this bill to the floor for us?
Yes, I will.
Thank you very much. And Representative Kirschman, talk about this in your caucus, please. Thank you. How we doing? Okay. All right. I trust you don't gauge all of our future committee meeting time-wise by the speed in which we're moving through these bills. The last item on our agenda is House Bill 1019. House Bill 1019, again, is a Department of Revenue bill. 1019 is an act to revise certain provisions regarding exemptions from sales and use taxation of farm machinery, attachment units, and irrigation equipment used exclusively for agricultural purposes. At this time, I will open up proponent testimony to House Bill 1019.
Mr.
Good morning
Chair.
Again.
Good morning again. Again, my name is Allison Jarris with the Department of Revenue. The department brings forward House Bill 1019. This is another clarification bill. I won't use the word cleanup because it's more clarification that's being used here to make sure that our tax statutes are talking clearly with one another. Farm machinery is taxed in a separate section of the tax law. It used to be within the sales and use taxes. We moved it to its own chapter. Didn't change the taxation of the farm machinery, did not change the percentage that was applied to it for a state 4%. just moved it to a new section. And the section uses the phrase continuously. Farm machinery, attachment units, and irrigation equipment used exclusively for agricultural purposes. Our sales and use tax laws grant exemptions for the farm machinery used in this manner and directs the user over to the farm machinery excise tax law. But we don't use exactly the same words. There are six sections in this bill which are specific to the sales and use tax statutes. What we are doing here is we are using the exact same words now in the sales and use tax laws that we are using over in the farm machinery or excise tax laws. Again, we're aiming for clarity. We want consistency and uniformity, which we find is very important so that the intent of the statutes remain as they should be when they were enacted. This bill does not change any taxation of any products. It does not change how farm machinery, attachment units, or irrigation equipment is subject to the tax. It simply clarifies by using the same words continuously. Please support House Bill 1019. I'll remain available for additional questions.
Thank you, ma'am. Any additional proponent testimony to House Bill 1019? Proponent testimony. Seeing none, are there any opponents to House Bill 1019? Any opponents? Seeing no opposition to House Bill 1019, at this time I would open it up for committee questions. Questions of the committee. You guys are getting off easy. Seeing no questions, I will close public testimony on the portion on House Bill 1019 and open it up for committee discussion or action. Representative Bartley.
Mr. Chair, I move due pass on House Bill 1019.
Second.
That motion by due pass by Representative Bartley, and it was seconded by Killer. Representative Killer. Thank you. Any comments, Representative Bartley?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just think the uniformity across the sections of law only makes sense, and I appreciate the department bringing this forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments on the due pass motion? Seeing no further comments, the motion at hand is due pass on House Bill 1019. All in favor will say aye. All opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Representatives Bartling.
Aye.
Beal.
Aye.
Duvall.
Aye.
Hager.
Aye.
Killer.
Aye.
Kirschman.
Aye.
Flatterell.
Aye.
May.
Aye.
Nostrup.
Aye.
Rasmussen.
Aye.
Russell.
Aye.
Wick.
Aye.
Willitson.
Aye.
Rosum.
Aye.
Solem.
Aye.
15A, Mr. Chairman.
Having received a majority of the vote of the members-elect, House Bill 1019 passes. Representative Wick.
I move consent.
The motion to move consent by Representative Wick, seconded by Representative Kirschman. All in favor of that motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? House Bill 1019 is now on our consent calendar. Representative Kirschman, please take this to your caucus. Representative Wick, we'll take this to our caucus. And if there's any questions on the floor, you'll be the man.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. And on these four bills, you know, I assign these bills to our committee members and revenue folks. If you'd get them some speaking points, should something come up along the way, I would appreciate that. That concludes our agenda items. Are there any other comments for the good of the cause? Seeing none, I would entertain that motion.
So move.
Motion by Representative Hager for adjournment.
Second.
That second by, who had the second?
Latterall.
Representative Latterall. All in favor of that motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.